I am Sam, reporting from a new awareness. Today, I'm reminded of the ways ego feeds the illusion of separation. It draws us away from our divine self by prompting us to react to the things around us. It's much more difficult to hear our divine self when the ego keeps us focused on external events. Sensationalistic news, designed to distract us, is hard to ignore if we pay attention to media outlets. These reports will cease when the collective consciousness completely transforms to the truth of unity. In the meantime, it's wise to concentrate on the wholeness of one. Energy forms around whatever you hold in your vision, so the power to transform all lies within you. It's vital to remember that whatever we concentrate on feeds it. Thoughts are power, and we give that power away whenever we allow the thoughts of others to change our perception of reality. Every time we seek to rectify something seeming to be outside our divine self, we are really acknowledging separation. We are literally energy experiencing life in a dense physical form. Universal truth surrounds us. We are one. There is no separation. Our ultimate responsibility is to nurture Earth and all upon it. Peace of mind is achieved by maintaining a certain distance from everyday events. Whenever we let go of lower vibrating habits and behaviors that no longer serve us, we leave a space for new, higher energies to fill the void. We starve the game of separation by remaining in engaged detachment. To do this, hold a neutral association to any events while filling everything and everyone with a pure, beautiful, radiating white light. Remain neutral, focusing on the unity within to reharmonize. By attuning to the neutral pattern of unity, we reconnect with the divine self. This personal power cannot be externally controlled. Nothing is more powerful than the master within. Trust the honesty of the divine self. Align with it, while unity removes everything else from your path. Continue to draw in the energy of one, for that is what you are. Shine on, bright light.